It's a sunny morning in Sitka. Usually Steve Fish, yes, that's his real name, would be out on his boat, the Cariel, trolling for salmon or longlining for black cod or halibut. But today, the 66-foot fishing vessel and its captain are parked in the harbor. Fish has surrendered the Cariel to a swarm of engineers who can't help but ask how his gear works. Fish obliges.
The fish hits the crucifier, and then the winch, as it's hauling the gear, pulls the hook out of the fish's mouth.
They're all aboard the Cariel today to conduct an energy audit of the vessel. Fish, along with 17 other fishermen in Sitka, volunteer to take part.
Yeah, it's dollars and cents.
And for Fish and most others in the industry, each year those dollars and cents are spent at the pump.
You know, we might use somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 gallons.
Do you know how much that costs you?
Well, between $20,000 and $50,000, depending on the price of diesel.
One obvious way to cut costs is with a more efficient engine, but Mike Gaffney says there are other less expensive avenues as well. He's an engineer based in Virginia and usually works on larger ships like cruise liners and Coast Guard cutters.
This is my first episode with fishing vessels, so that's why I keep asking how the operations work.
Gaffney was brought up to help with the Fishing Vessel Energy Efficiency Project. That's a joint effort by the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association and the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation. Gaffney is collecting a baseline of data, how much energy, say, a vessel like the Cariel uses day to day. Gaffney climbs down the narrow ladder into the Cariel's engine room.
And of course, there's lots of room in here to move around.
He's joking. The space, it's tiny. Gaffney tucks himself up against the electric panel and runs wires between it and his power quality analyzer, or PQA, which resembles a clunky, oversized calculator.
It is the Hiyoki 3197 model. That one is sexy.
He starts with the vessel's lighting, recording amperage, voltage, and power factor.
So we're going to measure what he's currently drawing, and then we'll see how long he actually keeps them on. We'll figure out what his annual cost is for operating these lights to see if it's cost-effective to switch to LEDs.
Right now, the vessel uses high-pressure sodium lights, which Gaffney says have a long warm-up period. So fishermen tend to just turn them on and leave them on.
Also, every time you cycle them on and off, it shortens the life of the bulb.
That's not the case for LEDs. There's no warm-up time, and it doesn't hurt to turn them on and off. And they're brighter, Gaffney adds.
If you put a LED lighting in this engine room, it'll brighten it way up.
For fishermen, though, that's not always a good thing. Some complain about the light being too blue, too harsh on the eyes. Another problem unique to fishermen, especially in Alaska, LEDs don't heat up the way other bulbs do, which means more ice buildup on the outside lighting. It's the data, but also these insights that make the project unique.
I don't know of anybody who's doing this type of work on fishing boats.
Chandler Kemp is an engineer based in Sitka. He's compiling all of Gaffney's data and writing up reports for the 18 vessels that volunteered for the audit. Kemp says the end goal is an online tool for fishermen.
It will be a kind of an online interface that people can go on to easily access the information that we've collected and enter in a little bit of information about their boat, say the fisheries they participate in, the length, the engine size.
The tool, which Kemp expects will be released in 2017, will then generate ways to make the vessel more efficient. And for fishermen, that means more profitable. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.